And welcome into a Monday Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with John Osier, senior writer for Jaguars.com. This is another tough Monday for this team, John, and certainly for the senior writer, too, having to field all these questions. Sure. But some news today. Mike Mularkey spoke to the media and updated us, first of all, on some of the injuries, starting with Loron Robinson. It looked a little serious after his only catch of the game.
Yeah, well, anytime you get a concussion, it's serious, and especially when you get one a second week in a row. Mike Mularkey basically said he's back in the concussion program, and certainly when you're in the concussion program a second consecutive week, it's a more likely possibility that you won't play the following week. He'll be monitored all week, but it's a good chance he won't play on Sunday.
Big part of this game yesterday was the inability to make plays when they were presented. The defense had a pick and a fumble after that pick to give it back, a dropped interception by Rasheem Mathis in the game too. Other opportunities offensively turned into field goals, not touchdowns. You got to make those plays when they're presented, right?
Well, if there was a theme Mike Mularkey had in his press conference yesterday, and again today when he spoke to the media, you've got to make plays in this league when you have the opportunity. Paul Posluszny in the locker room today talked about the same thing. In this league, it's too competitive, too balanced. The teams are too close. When you have a play on the ball, you've got to make it. So far this season, that's one thing the Jaguars have not done.
Yesterday, Blaine Gabbert was sacked 6 times. At halftime, though, there was a change at left guard. Mm-hmm. Eben Britton was pulled from the game, and Mike Brewster, the undrafted rookie, moved in the second half. Mike Mularkey spoke about this today in the press conference. What did he say?
Well, first of all, Eben handled that about as professionally as he can handle it. Mike Mularkey said he was still a team leader in the locker room afterward. That's what you would expect from Eben. It looks like going forward this week, they're going to split time between those two guys. Mike Brewster and Eben Britton will both, you would think, get the same amount of snaps this week. Whoever plays better gets to start on Sunday. And at this point with that position, as much pressure as it gave up, that's the way it has to be.
One more bit of good news today. It looks like in the next couple of weeks, you could see the return of all-time leading tackler Darryl Smith, and that'll be a big boost for this defense.
Yeah, and he's got one of those groins that a lot of times you just don't know when a guy's going to get back off of it. There can be varying degrees of how serious that spot is. It sounds from talking to Mike Mularkey today during the press conference, there's a good chance Darryl Smith can get back after the bye, probably not before that. If he can get back, it's a huge boost for this defense. There's an awful lot about this defense that depends on what he does.
John, thanks as always.
Thank you, JP.
We'll preview the Chicago Bears next time on Wednesday on Inside the Jaguars.